pristine logo, the pristine brand, you know, it's just amazing the reception I'm getting out in the marketplace. And, of course, I was in attendance at the recent convention in Oklahoma City, and I was literally probably the happiest guy in the whole place when they rolled out the new Identity Theft Premium, because I use that to get into 99% of my groups. I have ever since the Legal Shield first came out, and, you know, the Identity Theft Shield first came out, I started understanding how it worked. When I remember when I got started in 2003, the first thing I heard about was the Legal Shield membership, and somebody goes, "Hey, have you heard about that identity theft thing?" And I go, "Identity theft? What's that?" And somebody told me what it was. I had no clue about it, and so I would go into these groups and I would present the legal plan, and I would present the identity theft as, "Oh, by the way, while you're filling out your paperwork, I just want to make you aware of an identity theft plan." But something changed when all the identity theft started coming out in the news. They were making movies about it. Everybody was talking about identity theft. I mean, it was a big deal. And so I began to model my business in such a way that I would go in and just do identity theft awareness workshops, where I would just tell employers, "I'll make your employees aware of the risk of identity theft," and those kind of things. So that's been driving my business for all these years, is doing these identity theft awareness workshops. And so I tell them, you know, the legal plan coupled with our current identity theft program is the most comprehensive identity theft monitoring and restoration program on the market today. And I look at all of them on a regular basis, and I literally do that. I look at LifeLock. I look at ID Watchdog. I mean, I look at all of those. And I honestly believe that the current Identity Theft Shield plan with the Legal Shield is the most comprehensive. Now, however, when they rolled out the premium, I got so excited I couldn't stand myself, because so many people these days are getting onto the Internet. You know, we're buying more things on the Internet. You know, we're surfing the Internet and doing things over there more than we've ever done. And so to see that they now have a program that's actually going to give us triple credit monitoring, and I've had that question in the past, but now it's part of the program. And then the Web Watcher, I don't know how many of you have looked at the Web Watcher program, but to know that they're going to take your Social Security number and they're going to do basically a Google search. Here's the best way I've been describing this. I've been going into clients and talking to them about it, because it's a great tool to get back into a group that you hadn't gotten into in a while. And so I've been going in there and saying, listen,
you know,
Legal Shield, as always, is cutting edge. And because identity theft has begun to move onto the Internet, matter of fact, the FBI says that, you know, Facebook is one of the number one sources identity thieves use to peruse for names and birth dates and addresses and phone numbers and, you know, relatives' names and when you're gone on vacation and all that stuff. I mean, it's a major database for identity thieves to be able to determine when someone's not there or if someone's out of town or whatever it might be. And so to say that Legal Shield now has got a program that's monitoring your persona online, that's literally going to take your Social Security number and do a Google search with it. Because, I mean, that's basically what a Web Watcher does. It takes your name, you know, your Social Security number, all these different things, and it runs a special algorithm that's searching for your information being used. And so as I've been calling up and scheduling my schools for August and existing groups that I'm getting in through this summer, I tell them I want to come in and let your employees know about this comprehensive program we have that is far and advanced beyond any other identity theft product on the market. And I just tell them that, you know, identity theft has moved to the social world, the social media world. And this program will literally search your employees' information online, you know, 34,000 public record online. They're going to search for fraud. I mean, just so much stuff. And, you know, what's amazing to me about this, and I don't know, you know, if all of you are marketing it quite like this, but I've had employees come up to me and say, "Mark, you know, will you guys help me if somebody pretends to be me online or uses, you know, my name online? And the answer is yes, we can help. But the truth is we haven't had a product that searched or monitored for someone. So they would ask me, Mark, how do I find something like that? How do I catch something like that? You know, and I'd have to say, well, you'll have to go Google yourself periodically. Just get online, Google your name, Google anything that you're concerned about someone using on a regular basis and peruse through it yourself. And then if it is compromised, our investigators will work just like they would for any other part of your identity to restore it back to a pre-theft condition. And but now that proactive monitoring, and I don't know how many of you upgraded. I upgraded at the Legal Shield event, but literally I can put in up to 4 different credit cards for myself. So I can take my debit card, a couple of credit cards, up to 4, put online. They're going to monitor for it. My wife can take and put up to 4 as well. So we can have 8 credit cards. Not that we actually have 8, but the point is, a lot of people do, you can monitor 8 of those credit cards. You can now have 8 of your kids' information monitored, whereas before it was 4. And I got to be honest with you, you know, I live in East Texas, and we have a lot of kids over here. And so, you know, I have 5, but I know people that have 6, 7, and 8 kids. I know a doctor friend of mine, he has 8 kids. So it's real common for folks to have a lot of kids over here. And that was always a little bit of a challenge for me that, you know, I could only, have 4 being monitored at any given time. So I just am real excited. And as I've been calling my existing accounts, some of my accounts, honestly, you know, I've signed up so many of their employees, it's not real profitable to go in there, you know, and spend a half a day talking to all the employees again that have already signed up. But now it's a complete upgrade. I mean, I'm so excited because, you know, I have about, I don't know, close to 300 groups that I've built up over these 10 years. And I was literally going through my list recently thinking about, okay, so where should I go over the summer? And I'll be honest with you, a lot of those groups, while it does help retention, I was like, well, I'm not sure I want to go back to that group this year because I know they've only hired, you know, 3 employees. I've already, you know, either done a presentation over the phone or I've already talked to HR and she already did the presentation and sent me the apps or whatever. So I'm selecting where I'm going to go because you got to go where I can get counters and, you know, and make money, new money. And so with this program, you know, it's like an add-on ID theft membership. I mean, you're going to get quite the commission when you upgrade someone. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go in there, and I know a lot of people were real worried about, you know, Mark, how do we talk about this new plan without making the old plan seem diminished or like less than we built it up for when we sold it to them? And here's what I'm going to do. And I've already done it at a couple of accounts I've gone into. I said, listen, we have this new program, and basically it's going to do some things that we used to have to do ourselves. Basically, you guys signed up for the Legal Shield. You signed up for the identity theft, so you have the most comprehensive program available out there to restore your identity when it's stolen. However, you still have to periodically Google yourself and make sure nobody's using your information online. Now we have a program that will actually do that for you. And so what that means is if you're okay continuing to Google yourself and to search online, that's fine. But this program will actually go online. It will do the searches for you. It's going to go to known identity thief databases where people exchange your Social Security numbers. They sell medical cards online. Sell debit cards, and it's going to, if you have your credit cards in there, it will search those databases for your information for you to catch it early. Now, obviously, our Identity Theft Shield, both of them do the complete restoration, but this one's taking one layer of burden off of you for those of you that don't have the time or don't want to take the time to get online and go look for that information being used. Now, I've had several people ask me, well, Mark, are there any accounts where you would not go in with the new identity theft plan? And the answer is yes. Where is that? Well, I have some very blue-collar accounts. These employees are paid maybe $8 an hour, maybe $10 tops, some of the people that have been there the longer period of time. Some of those blue-collar accounts where they don't get online much, because believe it or not, we still have a lot of people in East Texas that aren't getting online, I'm not going to even talk about the new one. I'm going to continue to talk about Legal Shield. I'm going to continue to talk about the standard Identity Theft Shield plan. Where I'm going to talk about that expanded Identity Theft plan, or the Identity Theft Premium, as they're calling it, I'm going to talk about that when I go into a medical office, when I go into any of my schools, when I go into the city, some of my city accounts. That's going to depend on the city. I know what cities, like I have some that are way out in the country that have, you know, maybe 10, 15 employees. I'm probably going to stick with the standard Identity Theft Shield and the legal plan. But I've got other cities where the employees are paid more money, there's a little more techie. I'm gonna sell the upgraded identity theft plan. So I think we got to do a little bit of thinking up front. It's kind of like, you know, the standard plan versus the expanded plan, Legal Shield plan. You know, I sell more standard Legal Shield than I do expanded. But there are some accounts where I think the expanded plan makes more sense. And so I think we're going to have to do a little bit of planning, think about, you know, what has our retention been in those accounts. But for me, I'm thrilled, because I think it's only going to make it easier for us to get back in. And, you know, honestly, I love that our plan is better than LifeLock. And, you know, people come to me all the time, and you guys need to be aware of this. They come to me and they say, Mark, what about LifeLock? I've got that. I don't know if I need that plan. And I go, you know what? LifeLock is a great company. They've got a great plan. However, we've got the most comprehensive plan. Our company's 40-plus years old. You know, and I just go into who Kroll is, what Kroll does, and I go into the fact that, you know, a lot of times identity theft could be your driver's license. It could be your Social Security number. When I say your driver's license, what are you going to do? And this is what I ask them. If you're pulled over in a traffic stop and you discover that there's a warrant for your arrest in El Paso, Texas, and the funny thing is, though, you haven't been there in the last 10 years, what are you going to do? And I go, are you going to call LifeLock? And they go, well, no. And I go, well, good, because LifeLock's going to tell you you need to get an attorney. Or when you're audited by the IRS, and the IRS says, we show that you're working 15 jobs, but you only paid in last year for one of those jobs. So therefore, you're being audited. Are you going to call LifeLock? Well, when you call them, they're going to say, well, that's a legal problem. You need an attorney. So no matter how you slice and dice this thing, the combination of the legal plan and identity theft is the most comprehensive plan out there. And so that's what, you know, for me, that's what gets me so excited. Because when I can go into some company, I can educate people about, you know, what identity theft is. What if it's medical identity theft? I mean, think about it. I know of two, right off the top of my head, I know of two employees at one company that they went to an emergency room right here in Tyler, discovered that someone else pretended to be them, and went in and had major medical stuff done from the emergency room pretending to be that person. And they discovered it when they went in themselves for some procedure. And try calling LifeLock for that. You know, they're just not going to be able to help you with that, again, because of HIPAA, because of some of those things. Sure, LifeLock will be helpful, and they'll try to assist as much as they can, but they're not going to be like our team of attorneys and investigators will be able to accomplish way more in a lot shorter time with less stress, you know, on our members. So I don't know, you know, I think the web watcher, you know, the public persona, being able to say that we do that, the sex offender search, and I actually went online. And I think all of us should do this. I remember I used to teach the group school for about 5 years. I taught group school here in East Texas. And one of the things I would do is I'd ask the employees, how many of you have called? I mean, I would ask the new associates going through the training. I'd say, how many of you have called your law firm? And I was always amazed at how few of hands went up. So I'm going to say to all of you on the call tonight, how many of you have called Kroll and asked Kroll to do a sex offender search for you, to do a skip trace on your Social Security number? I called them the other day, and I said, I want to find out how this works. And you know, just tell me the ins and the outs of it. Where is it different? And so I came up with several questions. I called Kroll, the hotline, as if I were an identity theft victim. I got the investigator on the phone, and I just said, I got that new plan. I want you to do a skip trace on my Social Security number. He said, well, do you think you're a victim? I said, nope. I just upgraded, and I want to see how this works. And he goes, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. So he showed me how he was going to do it, or talked to me about how he was going to do it. I gave him my information. He put the search in. He did the sex offender search, all of that stuff for me. So, you know, if we can encourage our members to do that and tell them that's part of making sure that you are catching identity theft early. So giving your new members who sign up the task of saying, listen, next week I want you to call our fraud investigators, and I want you to ask them to do a skip trace on your Social Security number and make sure no one's using it, to check the sex offender database to find out who's living around you. I mean, and then also call your law firm. You know, this drives up retention. Call the law firm and ask them a question. And if you don't have a question, make up one. Think of something in the past where you would have been able to talk to an attorney about it, and call them and use that for an example and use the membership. And I'll tell you, that drives the retention through the roof, because I'm convinced that if I can get people to use the membership, they'll keep it. And that's one of the things I love about the identity theft plan, is that it's sending everybody an email every month saying, hey, we're still here watching. Nobody's checked. Nobody's using your identity. We're keeping an eye on it. And it reminds people that we're there. And so recently, I sent out a little email to all of my existing members. And I said, if any of you have any stories about where you've used the identity theft plan or your legal plan, I would love to hear your stories about how great the service is working. And you would not believe how many emails I got back where people said, Mark, I haven't used it, but I got to tell you, I love Legal Shield. And here's why I love it, because I get an email every month telling me there's no activity on my credit report, there's no activity on my kids' credit report, and I love that, and I would not be without it. And I had probably, I don't know, maybe 10 emails like that. And I was talking to my assistant in my office, and she goes, Mark, you know, this is really exciting. She goes, I knew the program was good, but to see your members actually email you back and say that, I mean, what a blessing. I mean, you know, we hear about the people complaining all the time when they're mad about something because they didn't understand how to use it correctly. But to know that they just love that peace of mind of having it there. So, Mr. Moore, that's kind of my overview tonight. If you have something more you want me to talk about or some questions you want me to address, please feel free. But thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Well, first of all, we really thank you, Mark. And if you don't mind, I think we'll probably have a few people like to ask a question or two of you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Mark, we got a few executive directors, like, for instance, Ms. Linda Bowden. Are you on?
Yes, I am.
Have you got any questions or comments for Mr. Skeen?
Yeah, Mark, since you've been working with this identity theft on a continuum for probably almost 10 years, as long as it's been around, and you've been doing identity theft workshops, what, as identity theft has evolved, have you noticed any patterns? Are there any things that you're noticing as you're doing these workshops, like questions or patterns that are going on as far as identity theft that could help us? Maybe
wow,
we
that's
ours.
Really good. You know what? That is really a good question, because, yes, I have. And what I'm finding is there's more warrants for people's arrest than there had been when I got started. I'm finding that people are pretending to be you in traffic stops where they don't even necessarily have ID. So here, for example, if someone gets a hold of your name and your birthday, they're pulled over in a traffic stop, and they say they've lost their wallet or their purse or they've left it at home, and they say they're Linda Bowden, that officer will say, what's your date of birth? And that person will have found your date of birth probably on Facebook or somewhere online or somewhere they saw your information. They'll give it to that officer. That officer goes back to his car. He runs a check on you. And provided you don't have any warrants currently, what do you think he does nine times out of ten? He writes them a ticket for whatever reason he pulled them over, and he lets them go. And do they pay that ticket? And when do you discover it, Linda? When you get a warrant in the mail for your arrest, or they show up at your door the next time you're pulled over. So I've seen a lot of those. I've literally had people call my office crying, and they say, listen, my mom works at such and such, and I spent the night in jail last night because someone wrote some hot checks in my name, and I had to go to jail because there were warrants for my arrest, and I didn't do it. My mom told me that you guys might be able to help me. So she's crying. Of course, I got her signed up for the legal plan because at that point it was existing identity theft, and they were going to help her. But the point is, I'm seeing lots of warrants, and so I use that as talking points a lot because I'll even have people. This is so powerful. You'll see somebody in the crowd when you're talking about identity theft from turning into a warrant, and you'll see their head bobbing up and down, and they want to say something so bad, and then I'll pick somebody out. You look like you've experienced this before. And they go, yes. And then I go, well, please tell us your story. And I let them tell a story. And at that point, I'm done selling. I don't even have to talk about the program anymore. So if you can watch people's expression, you can tell who in the room has experienced the pain. But that's kind of a long answer to a short question, but I hope that's helpful.
Well, and can I add something and ask one more question? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I wanted to add this, and this could be of a help to you or anybody else that's on the line. And sometimes when I don't have time to handle the LifeLock question, because it invariably always comes up, and we're really thankful for LifeLock for giving us all the exposure we need to write more programs. But go to this site. Here's what I do. I say, here, go to this site and then call me back. And the site is LifeLockExposed.com.
Oh, very
everybody,
nice.
This is really going to save you guys, and that way you don't have to beat up LifeLock and look like the jerk, but it's real helpful, and the site's called LifeLockExposed.com. I've gotten more mileage out of that than you can imagine. And just a second quick question, because this is something that I kind of wrestled with, is how are you handling more price options? You know, when you're enrolling, I usually do, you know, A, B, C.
Yes.
So how are you handling that now?
Well, what I've been doing is I tell them that there is, you know, the $12.95 identity theft shield. As I said earlier, you can add your kids for a dollar. For those of you that want the peace of mind of knowing somebody's basically, quote, unquote, Googling you on steroids online and in the black market databases, then it's $24.95, and of course, again, you can add your kids. Those of you that want legal shield only, it's $15.95, and I have that on my PowerPoint, basically. I've got those three bullet points, and then I go, those of you that go, you know what, I want legal shield and identity theft. Well, if you're getting the standard ID theft plan with the legal shield, you're going to save $3. If you're getting the premium, you're going to save $5. So here's what I want you to do. Here's the totals. So you're either wanting the, you know, the $25.90 or the $35.90, and of course add your kids for a dollar. I mean, I'm just used to doing it because I've always done, you know, like I know associates, and I don't do this, but I know associates that sell one combo plan and it's one price and that's it. And I've never felt good about that. So I've always been used to doing the $12.95 or $13.95 with your kids, $15.95. Or $25.90, or you know, $26.90 if you're including your kids. I've always kind of done that, and I have a PowerPoint where I just lay it out, you know, on a screen, and I just tell them to write it in. So I'm used to that, and I'm not uncomfortable with it. I'm to the point where, you know, I know it in my head. So when I'm in a situation where I'm not doing awareness workshop, you know, I just have it written down on a piece of paper on a little, you know, handout that I hand them, and it has it listed there. So that's how I've handled it in the past. And so I thought about this, you know, with the new plan, and I had several people go, well, Mark, how are we going to handle that in a group enrollment? I think if you're passionate about your product and you just lay it up there in a simple manner where it's just bullet points. Don't get complicated, because we could complicate this way too much. I just think it's a non-issue for me. And I think it would be for everybody else if you just make it a bullet point, very matter-of-fact, select which one you want, what fits best for you. And I even say, Ms. Bowden, I even say this. If you choose one or the other rather than both, and you get home, you talk to your spouse, and you want to change it, just let me know within 48 hours, and I'll make the adjustment to your enrollment form. Otherwise, you know, let me know anytime, and I can upgrade you anytime very simply with a, you know, a simple form that's very simple. So if you guys decide to go with the legal plan today and you want to upgrade ID theft, you know, another time, just let me know. I'm very, I'll tell everybody, I don't hard close at all. Matter of fact, at the beginning of my, and this blows people away because they go, well, when do you close? Well, I'm closing throughout my whole training, but at the beginning, I tell them, here's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to go over the different types of identity theft. I'm going to go over this different stuff. At the end of the training, I'm going to go over an optional ID theft and legal service plan that your employer's put in place for you. If you want to participate, that's fine. But if you don't, you guys don't have to. I just need to make you aware of it so you'll know it's here in case you need it. And then when I get to the end of the training and I'm about to transition from training into product, I say it again. Now, remember I told you guys I was going to give you an overview of the optional two programs? That's what we're going to do now. And I just, and I say, and if you want to sign up, fine, and if you don't, fine. Remember that as I go through this. And what's amazing about that is they go, oh, okay, this guy's not going to try to force me to sign up for something. I can actually participate and ask questions and not worry about him pressuring me. So when I get to the pricing, I feel like it's a non-issue. I hope that helps.
Oh, it's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for your tip, because that's really good. I'm going to check out that website.
Oh, everybody check it out. It's awesome.
Cool.
Thanks, Linda. David Peterman, are you on? I didn't know if David or maybe Jimmy Parrish were in speaker mode. All right, maybe not.
Yeah, Randy, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Sorry. I was double muted. Good tip, Linda, and Mark, what a good information. We really appreciate that. A quick question on the, so if I'm understanding right, you, the ID theft workshop, awareness workshop thing that you're doing then, and that's what you're talking about, that you're telling them toward the end you'll give them some options in doing that. You're doing, you're going in as an awareness ID awareness thing?
Well, I have both types of accounts, but yes, the bulk of my account, I do the identity theft awareness workshops, and it's because it's kind of, you know, a work site benefit that these companies, I tell them, this is a benefit to your employees to have me make them aware of identity theft, and it doesn't cost you guys anything to make your employees aware, and it's going to reduce the chances of, you know, information being compromised or lost. And so I just go in, talk about the five areas of identity theft, and make it just a very informational thing. You know, do it in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I mean, whatever they give you. If they say, well, we've only got 10 minutes, well, I can't hardly talk much about, you know, the training. But in the beginning of every enrollment that I do, I always say this, even if it's no training, I say I'm going to give you an overview of an optional program. And if you want to participate, great. And if you don't, that's fine as well. Because it always takes that weirdness out of the room. So is that answering your question, David? Is that kind of
yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Glad to be a part of it tonight.
Mark, this is Randy. Again, I just want to thank you so much for being on the call tonight. You've always been, step up to the plate every time we've asked you to be on our calls. And I can't tell you how many calls I know I'm going to be getting tomorrow saying, you know, did you record that? Because it was such great information. So we always try to record it if we can, put it up on our website so that we can listen to it over and over. But you do a tremendous job. We appreciate you. Great that you're a friend of ours. And, it's just nice to the relationships we build. I've always told this to everybody. The relationships you build is worth more than money to you in this business. And the relationship we have with you, we look at it as priceless. So Thank you again, Mark, for being on our call.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Mr. Moore, turn it back to you.
Mark, we appreciate you very much, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Randy, if you have nothing else, I think we need to end the call now. We're going to get ready for Mr. Jeff Hughes. It's a 9 o'clock call, and what a great call we just finished. Mark always does such a fantastic job, and I think if everybody took notes, they got great information from that. And, folks, let's keep putting God first and putting our family second and Legal Shield third, and let's be ready for the 9 o'clock call. Thank you, and we'll listen for you then.
Good night, everybody.